The July election has forced a number of issues into the media spotlight. But as the election date creeps closer, we have been yet to see a focused debate on Indigenous policy. Regardless of how pressing these issues may be, the Indigenous community of Australia are often ignored when it comes to election time, partly due to the fact that they are a minority in terms of voting numbers. The Wire's Samuel Bryan spoke to Amy McQuire, journalist at 99.9 Brisbane, who gave her view on what Indigenous policies have been ignored by the mainstream.
This isn't anything new, the fact that election cycles don't mention any Aboriginal issues unless it, of course, plays into the interests of big politicians. So that's entirely predictable that, you know, Aboriginal issues have no sway in an election cycle, and sometimes it's probably better that they don't, because we've seen when they do have, they're used in favour of politicians and to play politics with black lives most of the time. So there's things happening all over the country in relation to Aboriginal affairs, and every community is completely different. Every community has their own issues that are most important to them, so Aboriginal affairs is way too complicated for that to be ill-serviced by sort of the shallow slogans of politicians.
Are there any clear agendas regarding Indigenous policies coming from, well, we'll start with the Labor Party?
I don't think so. There's this sort of crippling bipartisanship currently between the two major parties, particularly around their sort of key policy and cornerstone things they revolve around is the idea of recognition, constitution reform, and no one really knows what form that sort of recognition would take. So on that case, they're pretty much the same. But in relation to Labor, I'd be interested in seeing if what they're going to do if they do win the election in relation to what they'll do with the Indigenous Affairs portfolio, whether they'll keep it in PM&C, what they'll do with the Indigenous Advancement Strategy, how they're going to wind that back, because they've been one of the key opponents for it. And that's really important because the IAS has been incredibly damaging to so many Aboriginal organisations all around the country, and whether they're going to pump in that $500 million shortfall into Indigenous affairs that the Abbott government ripped out. So those are really important issues, and we don't know how the Labor Party is actually going to deal with that if they do win election. But most of the time, the agenda is taken away from Aboriginal Australians. So it really is, you know, like a two-headed snake. They're pretty much the same, the two major parties. I'm hoping that it'll change in the future, but the Labor Party in recent times haven't been good for Aboriginal people across the country.
So if we were to see the Liberal Party maintain their position in government, will we just be seeing more of the same in terms of Indigenous policy?
I think that's definitely going to be the case, and I think they've been incredibly disastrous. Abbott was disastrous for Aboriginal Australia in relation to what I said before, in relation to IAC and moving Aboriginal affairs into PM&C, but also they've had their hands on the Land Rights Act in the Northern Territory, the White Paper for Developing the North. There are really scary implications that haven't come out about what would happen to Aboriginal land right when they're talking about developing the North. There's been no Aboriginal say in that, and yet the Labor Party haven't really mentioned it either, so I don't know whether they're continuing that as well. So I think if the Liberals stay in power, it will be more of the same, and it'll be quite disastrous, actually, under Turnbull, because he's quite apathetic toward Aboriginal people. So he's very much continued the same policies, pursued those same policies from Abbott, which is quite scary.
If you were to select a particular policy that you feel truly needs to be put into the limelight, what could you suggest?
Well, the main thing at the moment that a lot of blackfellas are talking about is treaty, and I think that debate has to actually start first within Aboriginal communities, because what a treaty looks like, how it would come about, is a cause of a lot of debate. But I think it has to be put on the table ahead of things like constitutional reform, because that's what people want to talk about. They don't want to talk about this really shallow, sort of fluffy idea of recognition, which seems to be just around a preamble. So that's one, but I think a lot of blackfellas don't understand why we're talking about things like constitutional reform when obviously incarceration is such a big issue, child removal is huge, crippling communities, the real problem of trauma, and also welfare reform in relation to a cashless welfare card, and that's being rolled out first in Aboriginal communities. So blackfellas are pretty much guinea pigs for this assault on the welfare state in Australia. So I think there are a whole host of issues, and they're being completely ill-serviced by the mainstream media, who just follow around, you know, the Prime Minister and the opposition leader like lapdogs and don't really lead the script.
Amy McQuire, journalist at 98.9 Brisbane.